What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Do you trust Donald John Trump with Vladimir Putin? I don't know Vlad's middle name. Can we look it up? Does he have a middle name?
Thomas.
KGB Putin. Thomas? Yep, wish we... I don't even have a thought. Carter. Man, he's a commie. You hear him enough. You know he's a commie. Do you trust... What do we got for a middle name for Vladimir?
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
That doesn't count.
That's what they tell me on the Wikipedia.
Chedovich Hartman. Dave Davidovich Harrigan. Come on, get out of here.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
That's some lazy parenting. Okay, come on.
Do better, Mr. and Mrs. Putin.
I mean, they really liked Vladimir as a name, didn't they?
I think so.
They couldn't get enough of it. No. They went, Vladimirich.
Here we got Vlad.
Okay, this is the question. And I want you to call, elaborate, elucidate, whatever you want to do, or text. But we want more than just a yes or no. Yes, this is why. No, this is why. Do you trust Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the most powerful person on planet Earth? Is there any doubt about that? That the president of the United States, especially the power that Donald has been wielding, is clear-cut the most powerful person on the planet?
Oh, if you saw the podcast numbers that Taylor brought to new heights last week.
That's true. That is true. He's tried to bring her down. Not working very well. He's met his kryptonite right there. Do you trust him with Vladimir Putin? First on the panel is David.
Wow.
Davidovich Harrigan. Do you trust President Trump with Vladimir Putin?
No.
Why?
Because I don't. Believe he's been played too many times. It certainly seems he tells us all the time about great conversations, a perfect call, blah blah blah, all the
friends
things.
we've had this good relationship.
Yeah, and you know what Putin does what Putin wants to do. You know, Trump even had that great soundbite a few months ago about all the times he's told Melania, oh, we had a great conversation, me and Vlad, and then she says, oh yeah, and Putin just bombed again. What's going on? No, I don't think Putin cares at all what Donald Trump says if it's not in Putin's best interest.
I don't know why, and I don't buy the P-tape. Okay, Donald is a germaphobe. Now, Zelensky has arrived. The president is shaking hands. He is wearing...
That might be a suit.
He is wearing some sort of suit, it appears. Remember... Yeah, that's definitely suit. We got a closer picture on CNN. Or it's been
black on black.
Black on black. They are posing right here. Obviously, this is enormous. What is happening today after the summit in Alaska with Trump and Putin, now you have Zelensky, Trump, and prominent European officials. I don't know why, but Donald Trump continues to roll over like a puppy. And let Vladimir pet him on his belly. The strongest sanctions which ever happened when Donald Trump was president the first time towards Putin were ones passed by Congress. And in the end, he signed it reluctantly one of the last days. And I know he continues to say, Russia, 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 that was all disproven. It was not all disproven. Did it live up to the dream orgasmic scenario for the Democrats? No. No, it did not. There was no complete proof of coordination between Trump campaign and Russia. Did his guy, Paul Manafort, share information? Yeah. By the way, Paul Manafort was running the campaign then. Donald Trump Jr. met with officials. There's other crap that was out there that was dramatically exaggerated, including the Steele dossier. No doubt. There's other questions on what was pushed by, not Obama. Don't give me the treason. If you think Obama is in the treason, you need to step back from your MAGA loving. Just deep breath. You're allowed to disagree with them. You're allowed to feel like Trump is 1,000% better president, but stop on the treason talk. Okay. Let's not forget that Donald Trump, while campaigning, Russia, if you're listening, find those Hillary emails. And what happened the next day? Boom. The emails right there. Robert Mueller, who was a part of the Democrats' dream to bring down former candidate Trump and now President Trump, and Robert Mueller, sadly, age had deteriorated for Robert Mueller. He looked bad. He looked very bad, confused. But if you read the report, it was damning on Russia wanting Trump to win. Vladimir Putin flat out said, wanted Trump to win. The Helsinki summit from the first administration, when Trump says to Vladimir Putin and the, excuse me, the assembled press, Putin just told me he didn't interfere in 16. Why wouldn't I believe him? Think about how breathtaking that is. A KGB agent, president of Russia, saying something that is counter to a bevy of intelligence about Russia wanting Trump to win. And Putin says it and he goes, well, seems fair to me. The Senate intelligence report, overseen by Marco Rubio, now the National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, which was clear-cut in saying Russia was very involved and clearly wanted Trump to win. But again, the big thing on coordination. No, not at the highest levels. Could they prove that? But I mean, so that's the past. Here we go again. So we have the summit Friday in Alaska. What did Donald Trump say for weeks and weeks? Here's the deadline, August 8th. I'm sick of his BS. He continues to kill people, whether it's the Milani conversation, whatever. And he said, I want a ceasefire. I'm going to know within 2 minutes or I'm walking out. And if I don't get a ceasefire, there will be severe consequences. I'm not saying that we won't get something, maybe even in 24, 48 hours. I don't know. But the severe consequences have not happened. They have not happened. And then some people are now saying, well, you can't offer up harsh words towards Russia when you're trying to negotiate with them. Donald Trump offers up harsh words all of the time. Now, they're meeting right now. Can we try to pick this feed here, Dave?
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Yeah, this is Trump and Zelensky in the Oval Office, and we know what this was like last time. We're going to hit your text. I'm glad he's involved, 100%. I'm glad he's trying to do something, but I just don't trust him putting strong sanctions on Russia. I need proof. So here is, the president has briefly spoken. Here is President Zelensky in the Oval Office.
First, to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife. First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
Oh, I want it.
Yeah. So we are saying this sensitive topic, yeah. Yes, please. And thanks to our partners and that you supported this format, that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO, I mean, all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks them. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
President Trump.
Do you think it's fair?
Yes, Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump. So, President Zelensky, you say in the Post on X today, Russia must end this war, which it itself started. President Trump, you say President Zelensky of Ukraine can end the war with Russia almost immediately.
Good question.
If he wants to, which is it?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we're going to have a meeting. I think if everything works out well today, we'll have a trilat. And I think there will be a reasonable chance of ending the war when we do that.
And is this the end of the road for American support for Ukraine? Is today's meeting deal or no deal?
I can never say that. It's never the end of the road. People are being killed, and we want to stop that. So I would not say it's the end of the road. No, I think we have a good chance of doing it. It's been almost 4 years now that a lot of people were killed last week. A lot of people last week. I mean, millions of people killed, but a lot of people last week, for whatever reason, a big number, a lot of soldiers, both on both sides. And I know the president, I know myself, and I believe Vladimir Putin wants to see it ended.
And as you met with Putin on Friday, today you've got President Zelensky here. As you listen to Russia and Ukraine, which side has the better cards?
Right? Well, I don't want to say that. I'm just here to be. Look, this isn't my war. This is
second
Joe Biden's
war.
He's the one that had a lot to do with this happening, and we want to get it ended. And we want it to end good for everybody. We want it to end good. The people of Ukraine have suffered incredibly.
President Zelensky, are you prepared to keep sending Ukrainian troops to their deaths for another couple years, or are you going to agree to redraw the maps?
Thank you for your question. So, first of all, you know, we live under each day attacks. You know that today have been a lot of attacks and a lot of wounded people, and the child was dead, small bomb, one year and a half. So we need to stop this war, to stop Russia, and we need support, American and European partners. And we will do our best for this. So, and I think we show that we are strong people, and we supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good. Thank you.
If the peace deal will be achieved, are you going to be willing to send American peacekeepers to Ukraine?
Well, we're going to work with Ukraine. We're going to work with everybody, and we're going to make sure that if there's peace, the peace is going to stay long term. This is very long term. We're not talking about a 2-year peace and then we end up in this mess again. We're going to make sure that everything's good. We'll work with Russia. We're going to work with Ukraine, and we're going to make sure it works. And I think if we can get to peace, it's going to work. I have no doubt about it.
Your team has talked about security guarantees. Could that involve U.S. troops? Would you rule that out in the future?
We'll let you know that maybe later today. We're meeting with 7 great leaders of great countries also, and we'll be talking about that. They'll all be involved, but there'll be a lot of help. When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are a first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved.
Mr. President, Vladimir Putin mentioned that the war will not end without addressing the root causes of this war. Have you had an understanding what are the root causes of this war?
Well, look, the war is going to end. When it ends, I can't tell you. But the war is going to end, and this gentleman wants it to end, and Vladimir Putin wants it to end. I think the whole world is tired of it. And we're going to get it ended. It was, you know, I've done 6 wars. I've ended 6 wars, and I thought this maybe would be the easiest one, and it's not the easiest one. It's a tough one.
Okay.
A lot of reasons for it.
No. Keep going. I was just commenting on it.
So you're right.
No.
You just take a look.
This is
going to
be the easiest one. Okay.
Go to Africa and take a look at that: Rwanda and the Congo. Republic of the Congo. That's been going on for 31 years. And so we've done a total of six, and we really have six, not including the fact that we obliterated, and it turned out to be a total obliteration, the nuclear, in, as you said, the future nuclear capability of Iran. And this one, I think we're going to get solved also. I feel confident we're going to get it solved.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you tell us about your conversations with European leaders and what they need to see to support an end to the war?
Yeah, well, we're going to be meeting with a great representative group and seven very powerful, very big countries, great people, all friends of mine and friends of yours. And we're going to have some suggestions made. They want to see peace. They would like to see peace.
President Trump, do you think it's fair to for Ukraine and for Russia to achieve a lasting and durable peace if Ukraine cedes its territories that Russia hasn't yet conquered? Do you think it's a fair peace for Ukraine?
We're going to have a lasting peace. Just to answer the first part of your question, we're going to have a lasting peace. I hope it's going to be immediately. I hope it doesn't have to go on. And I think people in the whole world is going to be very happy when that's announced.
Yes. All right, we're going to jump in right there. So this is different, Dave, from the last time in the Oval Office, where it was feisty, he was yelling, he was screaming. Fairly typical comments from President Trump. President Zelensky right away giving a gift for Melania. That's the standard now. If you go to the White House.
For Melania, not for Donald.
Yeah, give a gift. And this time. So we'll continue to monitor this. And again, I'm going to read your text. Okay. Do you trust Donald Trump dealing with Vladimir Putin? I'm going to know. I want to see what Marco Rubio yesterday on numerous talk shows, Sunday talk shows, said. To get a deal, both sides are going to have to give up something. When is Vladimir Putin under Donald Trump ever give up something? And I'll add, 100%, he invaded Crimea under Barack Obama. 100%. This latest invasion happened under Joe Biden. Those are irrefutable. And those are very good comebacks by people who support Donald Trump. Trump claiming the other day that Putin said, I wouldn't have invaded if Trump was president. Also saying that Trump won in 2020. So Vlad knows how to say this, but do you trust him? We're already late. Let me jump in and talk about Stretch Lab. After a busy 4 or 5 days for me physically, I need Stretch Lab, and I need Stretch Lab bad. What is Stretch Lab? It's a place with over a dozen locations here in the area that will bring back more flexibility for you, more pliability. Study after study talks about your quality of life, whether you're a teenager, whether you're in your early 30s, whether you're maybe 60 like I am. You need to have flexibility. Prevent that upper back tightening, the lower back, the glutes, the hamstrings, the calves. So why go to Stretch Lab? Why check it out at stretchlab.com? Trained professionals with months and months and months of training who know how to work with you. Sign up for that 50-minute session. Get that total work done the first time, and then if you want to zero in other areas, do that. StretchLab.com has helped me for 6-plus years, helped my son, Quentin, who has significant health issues and can help you. Don't hesitate. Do it today. StretchLab.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Among the texts here are, do you trust Donald Trump in dealing with hard negotiations with Vladimir Putin? The fact he only invaded Russia when the Dems were in power only increases my distrust of Trump. 0%, Republican or Democrat, trust Putin except Trump. He's either a moron or a worse negotiator than I ever thought. I'm not sure he loses points because Putin invaded under Biden and Obama, right? He brags about it. We don't know what would happen completely, but that only puts him in a better position, doesn't it?
I would think.
I would think so. He can shove the peace press up his backside. He's literally starting wars on our city streets. All these are texts. No chance Trump is going to end this war. How about the poor service members who had to roll out the red carpet for a war criminal? Friday was so embarrassing for all of us. Yeah, I was disgusted watching that. And yes, he should. And presidents have met with vicious leaders at different times. But seeing this KGB thug who started all of this get the treatment he received and lose nothing so far, including, Dave, the possibility of getting land he hasn't even acquired in the war yet, that's asinine. Zelensky has to say what he's saying right now regarding we want everything back. They're not going to get everything back. They just aren't. But granting Putin even more land that in the years-long fight they haven't acquired yet for a war 1,000% irrefutable to all of us, except Donald sometimes when he says Ukraine started this war and you're going to give him more land? Come on. That is horrible. Do you realize that a lot of things Trump says are either joking or sarcasm? Yeah, I do. Absolutely. And there are times we play it and we're amused. But saying he was going to end the war within one day, come on. And he needs to get Vladimir Putin to show significant concessions in areas, if not offer up severe bleeping consequences. Stand up to the thug. And by the way, did Obama and Biden enough? No, I'm not saying their situation was flawless. You write a document about it. But this guy goes too far. You're certainly a Trump hater. Biden sent Ukraine just enough weapons to prolong the war and killing. Keep the military-industrial complex going. That's why Biden sent the troops. The military. Biden sent the military to stop Russia from evading and invading further and further and further after they already did. And he waited too damn long to send more of it. And he wasn't capable of the job. So anybody who criticizes Trump now from some people, you're a hater. Let's see. Trivia question. Name the six wars Trump ended. Yeah. It's a little dubious on some. Some of those absolutely played a big part. And by the way, Iran, this big response from Iran after what happened has not happened. Soleimani didn't happen. The total destruction, that didn't happen either. But setting it back years from most reports, yes. So some things he does. If you're not willing to acknowledge some success, then you're sticking your head in the sand. And by the way, that's the same thing if you're a MAGA, if, you know, Biden, Obama, or Democrat offers up something that's had some success. Aquarius can help you out in a lot of ways, your house. How about let's just start with that utility room? Because you need your utility room to work, and they have a State Fair special right now. State Fair special regarding a new AC or new furnace. If you get one, how about 36 months, 0% financing based on credit approval? We had a big event at a house we have, and guess what happened? One of the toilets was overflooding on a big, big event for my future daughter-in-law. That was not good. You don't want the toilet flooding when you're going to have this great, fun weekend.
I like toilets that flush.
With the girls. Guess who I called? Aquarius, and they came out. And they got it done. They can help you on these emergency dire situations where they happen out of nowhere and you got an event going on. Or just every day they'll set up that Kinetico drinking water system or the water softener. Really good people earning the right to be recommended. I've been a customer since 1993. Not going anywhere. AquariusHomeServices.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.